In 2014, the Ice Bucket Challenge was a viral phenomenon to help raise awareness and money for ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease. New research published Wednesday from the University of Utah is providing an important step toward treating this class of degenerative brain diseases. KUBR's Eric Newman has more.
ALS and ataxia are neurodegenerative diseases. People who have them often lose control of motor functions. They can't walk well or their speech is slurred, and they often result in death.
We don't really know what causes neurodegenerative diseases. And these are diseases where a previously well-functioning nerve cell starts to function abnormally and then eventually die.
That's Stefan Pulst, a professor and the chair of the neurology department at the University of Utah. While there are currently no treatments for diseases like ataxia or ALS, Pulst helped write two new papers in the journal Nature that offers a first step. First, they were able to recreate ALS and ataxia in mice. Then, by injecting them with engineered DNA, they were able to very precisely target and attack the disease-causing gene in both conditions.
The therapy that we develop really destroys the expression of that gene.
That's Daniel Scholes, an associate professor of neurology at the University of Utah. He's an author of one of the new papers. With this targeted gene therapy, the mice in their studies showed improved movement, balance, and coordination. The researchers describe this as proof that they can improve neurodegenerative diseases, at least in rodents. Pulst estimates it could be another 5 years before this research is expanded to human trials, but he says it's given him a renewed optimism that these untreatable conditions could someday be cured. Eric Newman, KUER News.